Good evening, everybody. Welcome to North 104's District Board of Education meeting for Thursday, September 20th, 2018. First off, I'd like to mention our Open Public Meetings Act statement in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act 10:4-6. Adequate notice of the meeting has been provided by posting of notice at North Hunterdon High School, Voorhees High School, delivery by facsimile to the Hunterdon County Democrat, Star Ledger, to the Municipal Clerks of Bethlehem Township, Califon Borough, Town of Clinton, Clinton Township, Franklin Township, Glen Gardner Borough, Hampton Borough, Highbridge Borough, Lebanon Township, Tewksbury Township, and Union Township, as well as other interested parties. In accordance with our fire code, there are fire exits located at the front and the rear of our room here. In a case of fire, it will be signaled by bell and or public address system. If so alerted to fire, please move in a calm and orderly fashion to the nearest smoke-free exit. And at this time, please silence all of your cell phones. Ms. Press, may we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Crisologo?
Here.
Mr. Goger?
Here.
Mr. Kirschberger?
Here.
Ms. Masters?
Here.
Mr. Mielek will not be with us this evening. Ms. Richards?
Here.
Mr. Roll?
Here.
Mr. Runcaroni?
Here.
Mr. Strait?
Here.
Ms. Vioto?
Here.
And Dr. Alan Munley and Ms. Aprovato. We do have a quorum.
Thank you. Please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First off, I'd like to call for a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the August 14th, 2018 board meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Roger, second by, was that Rob?
Rob, you take it.
Is there any discussion on those minutes? Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any abstentions? John Roncaroni? Anyone else? Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passes. We were going to have a presentation from the Vice President of the Tewksbury Lebanon Policemen's Benevolent Association tonight on a donation that they are, a generous donation that they are providing the school. I would like to call for a motion and a second to approve this donation of 3 trauma kits to Voorhees High School with a total estimated value of $2,800 from the Tewksbury Lebanon Policemen's Benevolent Association, Local 386 of Old Wick, New Jersey.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by John Roncaroni, second by Roger. All in favor? Are we any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. And at this time, I'd like to warmly recognize Amy Moulet, our World Language Teacher of Hunterdon County, Teacher of the Year for Hunterdon County for the 2018-2019. Congratulations, Amy, on behalf of the entire board, our staff, and our administration. Well done. You certainly deserve it. You've been here for, I believe, 18-plus years, so really happy to see that you were recognized by the county, and good luck with the state nomination as well. At this time, we have our report from our superintendent, Mr. Bender.
Our HIV report for this month, we had 3 investigations, 2 incidents were founded. We did not have any incidents reported at the August because we had no investigation, so there's no need for a motion. I do have to read into the minutes our school bus emergency evacuation drill reports. At Voorhees High School, the school bus emergency evacuation drill was held on August 31st, 2018, 11:55 a.m. It was in the afternoon bus lineup. All of the afternoon bus routes at Voorhees were involved in the drill. Sue Hammerstone and Donna Ader were the persons overseeing this drill, and the Evacuation drill was conducted at the rear door of the bus. At North Hunterdon High School, the evacuation drill was held on August 31st, 2018 at 11:55 a.m. Location of the drill was the afternoon bus lineup. All of the afternoon bus routes at North Hunterdon High School were involved in the drill. Mr. John Deutsch and Ms. Donna Van Hart were overseeing the drill. The drills were conducted at the rear door of the buses. Also, I want to share that the back-to-school nights were held on August 30th and September 5th at North Hunterdon, and then September 6th at Voorhees. All were well attended, and I want to thank all the board members who attended. Our homecoming football games at both schools are on Friday, October 5th, with the homecoming dances on October 6th. The athletic directors held interest meetings regarding girls' golf at both high schools. We're continuing to look into that and determine whether or not we're going to move forward with the team. So I'll have more information at the next meeting. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Bender. I need a motion and a second to affirm Mr. Bender's affirmation that there were no HIB incidents.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by John Roncaroni, second by Roger Strait. All in favor? I mean, any discussion on that? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Okay, October 1st through the 5th of 2018, the district will be in observance of a week of respect. On October 15th through the 19th, 2018, the district will observe Violence Awareness Week. Are those two kind of timed together to kind of...
One would think.
Okay. October 16th, 2018 is our board meeting, 7 p.m. right here in the district office. And October 22nd through the 25th is the New Jersey School Boards Association annual fall workshop in Atlantic City. At our last meeting, I gave out our board self-evaluations for members to look them over and review them. Does anybody have any questions about the self-board evaluations or have any discussion?
I need a copy.
John?
I need a copy.
Oh, you need a copy?
I do too.
I happen to have two. We can come back to this at our next meeting when everyone's had a chance to review those self-evaluations. At this time, I'd like to ask for any committee reports. Let's see, John's not here.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, if you could, Roger, I appreciate that.
So for the facility project updates, we had three change orders, currently none that exceed the project allowances, so we're moving forward. The Voorhees and North Hunterdon vestibule framework at both schools is pending delivery of the bulletproof glass, so both of those, the man traps are both moving forward. The Voorhees bollard insulation is in progress, and the North Hunterdon pre-work is complete and awaiting glass delivery. For the window replacements for both Voorhees and North, the installation is complete. The punch list items remain. Job owner is missing in action. DMR is issuing a notice of default letter to the owner and demanding that work be completed within 14 days. The Voorhees gym floor replacement, the floor is in use, so the gym is in use. All good there. The generator replacement, so this is something that we're exploring at this point in time. The New Jersey State contractor awarded vendor is coordinating the hookup of a consumption meter to monitor our usage at Voorhees to assist in selecting proper equipment. So this is to monitor the current one that's in action currently today so we can monitor, see what the usage for the school is. The lead time for equipment to replace the current equipment, because we don't think it's a big enough unit to support all of Voorhees, so we're monitoring it in order to know whether or not it's good enough or what we need to do. But the lead time for the equipment and materials is approximately 16 weeks. To avoid the project delay, a request to withdraw estimated funds needed for $700,000 from Capital Reserve will appear on the agenda. It's not that we're going to spend it, it's just that we would actually have it available if need be. The North Hunterian Green Gym renovation, the punch lists, only the punch list items are remain, and the gym is in your use. The North Hunterdon rooms for the science, I think it's the science rooms 125, 126, demolition is in progress. The North Hunterdon Beecher bleachers expanded scope of work to include additional bollards and fencing. Work is pending planning board approval for October. The North Hunterdon salt shed maintenance garage. The concrete work is complete and installation of the salt shed fabric roof is pending favorable weather conditions. Currently, the capital reserve account balance is $4,974,615, adjusted balance after proposed withdrawal for the VHS generator. And then the maintenance reserve account balance is a little bit over $663,000.
Roger, can you go back to the 500 or the generator comment?
Yep.
Because we agreed at the facility meeting last week that we would not add that to the agenda. Did you say we?
Yeah, this says to avoid the project delay, a request to withdraw the estimated funds from Capital Reserve will appear on the agenda. So it does appear on the agenda tonight.
I don't see it.
I don't see it on the agenda.
Agenda that Roger is reading from is the committee meeting agenda.
The committee meeting agenda.
And then at the
discussion,
you chose not to move forward with that, and it's not on our regular agenda.
Yes, that's why I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you, Roger.
And I have one more. No. So sorry. Lisa's not here, but she asked me to read the curriculum comments since I attended that committee meeting as well. So. We've all been talking about the grading revision and the process that ensues. So any students that we're going to be initiating, so any students that have an A in all four marking periods do not need to take the final exam that will be initiated. Also, the district will have a new number grading system that will begin with the freshman class. So the sophomore, junior, and senior classes will remain on the letter graded system, and we will grade it with the old letter system. So the new freshman class will get an actual number, not a letter anymore. The results, we did a review of the climate surveys for North Hunterdon and for Voorhees. North, the biggest program, I guess, we're going to be taking, moving forward with is taking pride in the building. So there's going to be a lot of student activities that are going to be related to adding murals and wall wraps and in the buildings and halls to kind of help the kids get more of a lion pride spirit, if you will. And then at Voorhees, we're going to be focusing more on the emotional environment, so having more inclusion and diversity programs. So those are the two things that we'll discuss in the curriculum.
Thank you, Roger. Are there any other committee reports?
Community relations, but nothing major. We are going to have a Board of Ed team for the running of the
run. Okay. Thanks, Jessica. Okay, at this time, is there any old business to be brought up? Seeing none, I'd like to have an opportunity. This is our opportunity for public comment. During this portion of the meeting, the public is invited to address the board with questions or comments. The public is requested to sign the register provided for this purpose and to state their name, address, and direct their comments to the board president. While all comments will be considered and a response will be forthcoming if and when appropriate, the board will not respond to the speakers at the time of their appearance. The public comment period will be a maximum of 30 minutes in length unless there are unusual circumstances. Those appearing will be allocated 3 minutes to speak, and no one will be permitted to speak twice until those wishing to speak have had a turn. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak before the board? Please come forward.
Hi, I'm Mary Obermeyer, and I'm on the North Hunterdon Education Foundation. I came to thank all of you for your support for the Running of the Lions, and I just heard that you said you're making a team. I saw some of you already registered. That was it. I just wanted to say thanks.
Okay.
Every now and then, it's nice to hear something else. Do I have to sign in?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to address the board at this time? Okay, seeing no one, I need a motion and a second to approve the new textbook purchases, which requires a roll call.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Roger. Second by Heather, was that?
Fine.
Yeah, Heather was. Yes. I
there
think
we,
so, too.
Any discussion? Susan?
Okay. Dr. Alan Munley?
Yes.
Mr. Goger?
Yes.
Mr. Roll?
Yes.
Ms. Masters?
Yes.
Ms. Crisologo?
Yes.
Mr. Roncaroni?
Yes.
Ms. Vioto?
Yes.
Mr. Kirschberger?
Yes.
Mr. Strait?
Yes.
Ms. Richards?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to call for a motion and a second to approve action items 17.1 through 19.16 and including any hand carries that have been provided.
So moved.
Motion by Roger.
Second.
Second by Amy.
I didn't see anything on the home instruction for what the costs were. They just had a total of 10 hours and start date, end dates, but I didn't see anything to add to the numbers or dollars that are associated with it.
These are paid at the negotiated rate.
So it's a maximum of 10 hours?
Yeah.
Is that the way it's supposed to read?
Yeah.
Are we
voting
for 19.5 and 19.6 at this time?
Yes.
Shared services?
Yes, and I would like to abstain from those because at our last meeting that I attended, I had asked that the community be surveyed on their beliefs and their preferences. And since the group felt that there was no need to have any input from the community, I don't feel in a position to be able to make decisions for them, so I would abstain from 19.5 and 19.6.
Okay, both motions, Cheryl?
Yes.
Ms. Clinton Township and Lebanon, okay.
Yes, 95 and 96, yes.
Any other discussion on any of these motions, on any of these items?
Yeah, the out-of-district placements?
Yes.
Is that up or down from last year?
That's down by about $900,000.
Seriously?
It's almost 25%.
Is that attributed to anything that we can put our fingers to, or is it just the student makeup is just different this year?
No, I think that it's a product of the programs that we're offering in our high schools that we're able to provide services for students who previously would have required an out-of-district placement. And not only are the programs there, but the programs are good enough that they're legally defensible, and we're winning due process cases to bring those kids back to these programs to provide services in their home district.
And they're even good enough for Middletown Township, which is like an hour and a half from here. So, I mean, that's a long trip to come for services at Voorhees High School.
So, kudos.
Fantastic. That's great news.
Any other discussion on these items? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstentions? Cheryl, 19.5 and 19.6. Any other abstentions? Any opposed? Okay, motion carries with the exception of one board member. Okay. All right, at this time, I'd like to call for a motion and a second to adopt the following resolution. Whereas Section 7 of the Open Public Meetings Act, New Jersey, SA 10:4-12, authorizes a public body to exclude the public from that portion of a meeting at which the board discusses topics falling within certain specified exceptions to the requirement for open public meetings. And whereas the matters to be discussed fall within one or more of those exceptions, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Education of Northern Voorhees Regional High School District now adjourns from public session to executive session for the purpose of discussing the following items: personnel, recommendations for appointments, separations, changes in assignment, and leaves of absence, pending and threatened litigation in matters falling within the attorney-client privilege, negotiations, and executive session minutes from June 19, 2018 and August 14, 2018.
Did we get a motion and
motion
a second?
Can I have a motion and a second?
I so move. I second.
All right, motion by Shelley, seconded by Jessica. Thank you, Counselor.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, seeing none, the motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay, I need a motion to return to public session.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Roger, second by Rob. So now I need a motion and a second to approve action items. Let's see.
We knew you were going
to
get confused.
Motion and a second to approve action items 23.1 that to 23.3, with the caveats that under 23.1. Item 3.1.5, there is a change in the date, start date for that employee. Instead of 10-1, it will be 9-24. And there is an amendment to the hand carry for employee number 3865, a separation from the district effective 9-21-2018. So there's a motion on the table. Any discussion?
Can I just clarify? So it's a motion for items 23.1 to 23.3 with the hand carries?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, just yes. Double checking. Thanks.
Okay.
So moved. I don't think you have a first and a second for that.
Oh, that's right. I just did the back to public session.
So I'll make it first.
Motion by Roger, second by?
Jessica.
Do you want to have a separate motion for the additional personnel items?
Yes.
Okay.
What? Discussion?
Any discussion on the personnel agenda? And okay. Roll call.
Dr. Alan Munley?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Goger?
Yes.
Mr. Roll?
Yes, but I'm abstaining from the 23.2. I was absent.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Masters?
Yes.
Ms. Crisologo?
Yes.
Mr. Roncaroni?
Yes, with the abstention for 23.3.
Ms. Vioto?
Yes, but I was absent, so I need to abstain from 23.2.
Okay. Mr. Kirschberger?
Yes.
Mr. Strait?
Yes.
Ms. Richards?
Yes.
And Ms. Aprovato?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Then I need a motion and a second to approve the contract for Superintendent Jeff Bender for the calendar years 2019, starting July 1, 2019 through June 30th, 2022, pending county superintendent approval and the correct salary amount.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Roger, second by Jessica.
Shelley.
Thank you. Any discussion? Roll call, yes.
Okay. Dr. Alan Munley?
Yes.
Mr. Goger?
Yes.
Mr. Roll?
Yes.
Ms. Masters?
Yes.
Ms. Crisologo?
Yes.
Mr. Roncaroni?
Yes.
Ms. Vioto?
Yes.
Mr. Kirschberger?
Yes.
Mr. Strait?
Yep.
Ms. Richards?
Yes.
And Ms. Aprovato?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
I need a motion
second.
To adjourn. Roger and John Roncaroni.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.